Mana Bass, or My Voice, will remind older Latvians of a popular psychedelic rock song from the 1970s. But the younger generation knows Mana Bass as the website which has made a huge difference in the way people can interact with the country's decision makers. The site enables Latvians to petition for a change to a law online for free, and it makes it easier to collect the necessary signatures for a proposal to reach the parliament. And that's all thanks to the young entrepreneur and IT expert, Kristaps Blaus.
Me and my partner, we just were sitting down having a brainstorm to think of an idea we could do for our country. And we saw that even though Latvians are considered like a real inactive nation that don't want to participate in things, we saw just on the contrary, we just need a tool. We could express our ideas and our will to engage in politics and to make the engagement process very easy.
And Kristaps' idea has really taken off. The possibility of having your voice heard by just a few mouse clicks has attracted more than 80,000 Latvians, including the former president of the country, Valdis Zatlers. He helped a widely supported initiative from the website get adopted in the parliament in just 3 weeks' time. It didn't take long before Kristaps and the co-founder of the web tool, Jan Sats, got quite a lot of media attention. The two don't see themselves as celebrities, though, but just as ordinary guys who are devoting their free time for the sake of others. Kristaps believes that the more people participate in politics, the better it is for the economy.
I want to improve the country. I just want people to live better here, just in general. And I want them to come in the morning in the street and so they look at each other and they're smiling and they're saying good morning, rather than just thinking of how to cover the electricity bill and what to eat tomorrow and just everything.
Kristaps explains that the site Mana Bass is user-friendly, well-organized and, more importantly, completely secure, since users have to log on with their online banking password to sign a petition, though the site is free. At the moment, there are more than 10 different petitions waiting to be signed on the website, and they are mostly about political issues. Musician Ansis Atauls Bērziņš is one of the petitioners. He wants the parliament to give regional language status to the Latgalian dialect, a language spoken in the southeastern part of the country. As soon as Mana Bass appeared on the internet, he made use of it right away.
It is important to have a chance to be heard by parliament.
It took 11 months for Kristaps to start the website, and more than 35,000 lats, or almost 50,000 euros, have been invested in the online platform by various private companies and NGOs. Though it is a non-profit project, Kristaps spent about 13,000 euros from his personal savings, money which he earned at his own IT company. It was his employees who designed the layout of the site and made it work. 22-year-old Richards Ruchovits also works for Kristaps Blaus.
Our boss is 23, come on. I would never imagine that I would work for a company who's been owned by that age guy. This is really interesting, yeah. We are young, we are working hard, and there are some times when I just sit down and look at my colleagues and I just realize that we're like classmates, we're like sitting at school almost, like studying, but no, every one of us is doing serious things.
Kristaps launched his own IT firm at the age of 18, but it was during university that he decided to fully devote himself to creating online products. So he left his studies in the neighboring Estonia and returned to Riga, where he is now working almost 24/7. But in spite of that, he hasn't given up his perhaps idealistic life goals.
My goal is to finish all my career at age 30. That's 2018, May 18. And after that, I no longer work. If I haven't earned enough money at that point, I'll just be, unemployed loser. But I'm not working. Otherwise, it's not worth it.
Though the Mana Bass website has gone online in the run-up to the general election in mid-September, when people usually become more interested in politics, Kristaps believes that Latvians will continue using the website to make their voice heard after the new government takes office. Meanwhile, he plans to improve the online site and start similar projects in other countries too. Jadars Ģeozis, Deutsche Welle Radio, Riga. Tā kā pasi